Spelling better orally is also really common, but that's a good sign. That means that, you know, he's not losing track of his spelling aloud. That's a working memory thing. He can keep that in his auditory span pretty well. So that's a good sign. You know, there's a lot of problems that can come up when you're writing. It's just that much harder. You have to write it by hand, and then, you know, and then you lose track. If you think about it, like if you had to write the letter K or something, it's like this, and it's all the memory that goes into K. And then if you've got a little bit limited working memory, then you're thinking, well, where was I in the word? Because I was trying to remember how to form the letter. So it is always good, if it's possible, to separate out the spelling from working memory. Because, for instance, you know, some kids can work on their spelling by matching words. You know, if they can recognize the one that's wrong, you know, then you know they're working on it. If you were to rely on, if a student's dysgraphic, if you had to rely on what they wrote by hand, you know, they may hardly get to any words. But if it were to do something like if you went to Quizlet or something like that, where it was pretty much you're matching the correct words or you're picking out the one that's wrong, at least you can get all that practice on word recognition and correct spelling without having to go through that weakest part, which is writing by hand.